My Lord, forgive me for my busyness in the past week. I long to hear from you and feed the flock, but just living each day has been a moment-to-moment event, survival mode, until we are all unpacked and settled. Please have mercy on me and speak to me in spite of my busyness. Jesus began, "Why do you fret so? Do you not know that I myself am arranging things for your sanctity? Do you not see the trials set before you as tests of character? Do you not understand I am in control and nothing will overcome you if you cling to me with all your heart and strength as you've been doing? Claire, I am here, my beloved. I am with you. I am allowing, arranging all to bring you and the community to perfection. Do you not understand that perfection is only attained in the crucible of suffering and humiliations? Your adversaries create my classroom so that you may grow in virtue. I know how desperate you feel at times, but your fears and apprehensions are ungrounded. I have placed holy souls around you who are well aware of their missions and willing to suffer and grow. They will stand by you despite the wrestling match which Satan brings against them with all kinds of lies and temptations. I have chosen them for their virtue, knowing full well that the enemy would pummel them and try to make them turn tail and run in cowardice. However, they have prayed. You have prayed, and I am supporting all of you with my grace. Children of God, my grace is sufficient for you. In your weaknesses, my glory manifests more perfectly. Do not be afraid. Do not let a foot of snow cow you or bring you to your knees. Rather, know that I am with you, and my grace upholds you. Do not be tempted to think that you are in impossible situations, for nothing shall be impossible to those who believe and cleave to me. You see that nothing is insurmountable to the one who is patient. As you oft repeat, better a patient man than a warrior. Yes, it is by your patience and perseverance that you will conquer this mountain and all it represents. My angels are everywhere on this mountain, looking after you with great vigilance. Those who would like to do more damage are being held back by my mighty angelic force. Please share with our family what it's been like, my bride. Oh, boy. Well, this is just a snippet, and it doesn't do it justice, really. Let's just say that it's a struggle from the time I wake up until the time I go to sleep. But the Lord has given me a peace in all the struggles. Most of the struggles center around trying to organize and not being able to find things. So, you know, moving is very difficult under any circumstance. But this circumstance is off the charts. And as hard as I try to organize and label boxes, I am still struggling to find the most essential items. As you know, I'm a person who loves order to a compulsive degree, and that's had to go out the window, and I've never had patience with messiness. However, I've been given a grace, a wonderful grace, that causes me to be comfortable in chaos. For instance, if I want to make coffee out of 20 boxes, I must first find the coffee beans and grinder. Then I must get water, have the generator running to grind the beans, find the sugar and creamer, searching through the kitchen boxes, then learn how to light the little propane stove. At the same time, Ezekiel may be going through tremendous intercessory suffering. The cat box has to be emptied because the cats won't use it unless it's clean. The generator has run out of gas. One of the cats snuck out and is hiding, and it's getting dark. And I need to get the guys to cut a hole in the wall for cross-ventilation because the unvented propane heat is causing me a headache. But the brothers are all in different places, and our phones do not work up here to contact them. So I have to find Mother Elisha and ask her to find them. And Ezekiel cannot find one of his necessary medications. Imagine this all happening within the space of an hour. And my weekly medication carrier arranged for morning, noon, and night has disappeared. In the meantime, my son is calling me from Taos, filling me in on a difficult situation. Namely, I am out of money for groceries for all seven of us. And because this room is so tiny, even discussing with the brothers the next job to be done causes Ezekiel stress because he's in pain. And you know what it's like when you're in pain? You just can't hear talking and noise and movement around you. His pain is most definitely worse than childbirth pain when it gets bad. And because of all this disorder, dear ones, I've not been able to pray since we got here, let alone give you a message. And certainly for the whole week when I was packing and making arrangements, I just couldn't seem to get prayer in. There was just one interruption after another. But I want to say, please, don't give up on us. We're in transition and are not abandoning the channel. In fact, we will soon have an interactive website up where you can post and we can counsel. We are working very hard behind the scenes to bring you more teachings and comfort. I love my Vimeo family very much, and it causes me great anxiety when I cannot get a message to you. One problem, too, is that we don't have internet yet, so I cannot send a message to Carol as I used to, so she could edit it and put it up. And now we have a good 8 to 16 inches of snow, which makes going back and forth impossible until we plow the road. So there is a good reason for all of these delays. Please pray for David Romero and his family as well as the locals that they will give us a key to the gate to make coming and going so much easier for us. Going through those deep canyons in the National Forest that are another 800 to 1,000 feet higher than we are, the snow is just really, really thick, and it's so hard. But you know what? The view is spectacular. So those who've done the building here have done a wonderful job. The chapel is warm and cozy. That's the building that was finished and that we moved into. One of my kitties is snoring. I don't know if you hear it in the background. But that's where we are until they finish our hermitage. It is so beautiful up here. And now the snow has blanketed the spruce trees, dusted the aspen forest, and it's just so delightful to look upon. It's truly anointed for prayer. The silence is beautiful. We've come together for prayer several times, and it's very encouraging to be a community standing together. Those who are with us are taking such wonderful care. Jesus, I am so very grateful to you for your amazing gifts. Dear ones, we've been working for 3 solid weeks to get the internet to stabilize, so please be patient. We're getting closer, hopefully this next week. So I've not answered any emails, and I probably won't be able to for quite some time. Also, we're working on a new YouTube channel. The people who are down in Taos are doing this, and it'll make it maybe easier for you to find us and for us to communicate back and forth. This is just an update, but I promise you there will be much fruit from the refuge of His Sacred Heart. Much fruit. We are all growing and learning to be patient in a community setting. I would have to say this has been one of the most difficult weeks in my life. Challenging, but so rewarding, because the brothers and the sisters love each other and are so solicitous for their care. And Jesus' strength is carrying us through all of it. Lord Jesus, have you something to add? He began, "My people, the world is raging and teetering on the brink. Things are ramping up, and I need your intercession. I must tell you, Claire, the timing of this move was carefully orchestrated to coincide with the crisis in the White House. Yes, I knew the timing of all the enemies of a cross I knew when I would need the most backup offerings, and this is a cross you have shouldered with great devotion. Without the hot tub to relieve the fibromyalgia the first night, her body was screaming in pain, but she knew it was an offering, and she has graciously shouldered that burden that I might give her a little portion for her to offer for the president. And I'm going to say here, cutting in just for a minute, I knew it. I just knew it. Things were so impossibly difficult, and my body was just on fire in pain. I have never felt pain like that from fibro. But I knew that it was for the Lord and for the president, for our country, and that gave me peace. I really had peace. Ezekiel went through some tremendous suffering, and during the midst of that joy broke through, even while it was going on, he began to really feel the joy of the Lord, even in his pain. And so that's a tremendous victory for both of us. So I want to say many of you have also seen this week as being more intense than any that you can remember. If you're feeling that way, understand that as the government teeters and if the enemy and the opposition are active, that the Lord is calling upon us for more sacrifices. So that's the explanation for why you may be going through a really rough time. Jesus continued, "Understand, my chosen souls who have been consecrated and consecrated their lives to me. Understand, I receive your sufferings for the world, for your president, for the Middle East and China. The whole world is a glowing ember ready to burst into consuming fire. Mother Claire has gone to prepare a place for some of you and for others who are to duplicate her work around the world. She has given you the tools to know the enemy's tactics and just how he deceives, divides, and conquers communities again and again. She sacrificed her life to obey me and provide you with what you will need in the tribulation. You have many on the net who prophesy, put out updates for events that never come to pass. Say the world is ending next week. They are daily warning you of impending gloom. And what does this diet of gloom do to prepare you for the real thing? Have you ever wondered why you are drawn to such channels and revere them so much when what they say never happens? One valid reason is that some of you are praying against these things, and so they are forestalled. And so it is good for you to be reminded. But you need the teachings that will cause you to survive the treacherous times when Satan will divide and conquer you. Where are you being taught to take stock of your behavior every day and repent? Where are you being taught to do penance, that is, offer sufferings for your sins and those of others? I paid the price to open heaven to you, but I ask you to do reparation for those you have hurt and who do not believe and continue to destroy your society. I ask you to be long-suffering, patient with others, and humble. These are skills that will bring you to heaven someday, but where are they being preached every day and who is listening? Is it not more entertaining to watch the news that is full of gossip, manipulation, and lies? Is it not more fun to hear judgments about how I'm going to punish them, condemning them, than to pray and do penance that they might repent? Did not John the Baptist preach that you are to bring forth works worthy of repentance? Where are those who are telling you not to lay up provisions for yourselves, but to prepare your hearts and characters to survive what is ahead? I bring these things before you because I am disappointed that you have not been faithful in supporting this channel, which is preparing you for where the rubber meets the road. Rather than being there for Mother Claire in the thick and in the thin, you are drawn away by curiosities and the latest prophetic news that does not come to pass. My people, there is a huge difference between those who have itching ears and are eager to learn about the latest dreams and those who seek to grow stronger in character, virtue, and respond to a higher calling. Those who are willing to intercede and suffer, and those who only offer superficial prayers, not backing them up with fasting and prayer. I am calling on you to pay very close attention to the messages and take them to heart. You are being shown the very bedrock strategies of Satan to conquer and divide you. If you remain ignorant of these things and do not practice saintly virtue, you will fall. Satan is immensely clever and has more knowledge of your weaknesses than you do. He has a deep file on every one of you, and he plans strategies to take you down when you are not watching and listening very carefully. You will learn much more of these things in the future if you continue to listen. This channel has left behind a legacy to support you in the darkest of times, even for some, a place for you to go, and others, a training ground to raise you up in preparation to lead others into the wilderness. And to those of you who have been faithful to care for this ministry during this time of transition, I commend you and give you this promise. In that day, I will be there for you and give you peace in the most trying of situations. Cleave to me and believe. As the world ramps up, so does my provision and impartation of wisdom and grace increase to protect and cover you. You are my beloved ones, heart dwellers. Well, here I just want to share with you what the Lord is saying to us right now is that this community is not just some place for us to go and pray. The Lord intends this to be like a glass house or a fishbowl where you can stand on the outside and watch Satan pulling strings and figure out exactly how he's going to attack you. This community setting is like an internship to give you a view into the dynamics of persons living under stressful conditions. You will learn with us as we experience different life-challenging situations. It's like looking into a glass house and seeing the dynamics that Satan plays against one another to split them apart. I just realized this as I read this message to Carol a second time. The Lord is setting this up for you to learn from our typically human mistakes, so that in that hour you will have the wisdom and knowledge to discern the real forces at work and to shut them down without the casualties or losing good members. You will also be able to make decisions to ask certain types of individuals to leave, because you will see that the trouble they cause will escalate and eventually even weaken and possibly bring down and betray the community. Be especially aware of wounded souls who do not respond to prayer and counsel over time, and also strong, independent, charismatic personalities that are not in total agreement with the rules of a community. They will exert a strong influence on the rest of the members and can undermine leadership, which has been anointed to carry you through and which you should support and cling to. Satan will send deliberately disruptive souls with different agendas into your midst if you are not really careful with discernment, which is of the utmost importance. So thank you, Lord, for your kind and encouraging words. Thank you for taking care of us, even though times are slim and a little too slim. Yet we have just barely what we need for the day. Dear ones, I do so appreciate your prayers. I know that you're praying. I can feel the difference. And I do appreciate your support. We're beginning to tuck in for the winter and only tackle little construction projects for a few hours a day, therefore having more time to pray together and as a community. We have 5 men and 2 women to feed and provide for their needs, so I want to thank those of you who've been faithful, caught the vision for the refuge, and have hung in there with us, even when the messages have been spotty. Now that we are landed here, I will dictate the messages to Carol and she will put them up. We also have the added expense of gasoline for generators, when the solar system doesn't perform up to par. Thank the Lord we have vehicles that I believe will make it easier for us to get in and out. In the past, I would ride on one draft horse while the two of them pulled railroad ties behind them in a V-shape to plow the road for the vehicles. It was so much fun in the beauty of a fresh snowfall. Well, that's not for this time. Now we have vehicles to go up and down the mountain. A little more practical. The Lord bless you, my dear ones. Thank you for being with us. May His mercy and wisdom uphold you in these difficult times. I pray these messages will go deep into your heart so that you will not be caught unaware when tricky times that require great wisdom are thrown at you. May you always remember that when you are in the thick of it, God is kneading your Simon's Cross offerings to keep this world in orbit. Please believe and cleave to the Lord.